Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Sensitive Souls podcast. I'm your host, Jess Palmer, a she, they, gender fluid human just trying to exist in a neurotypical world as a neurodivergent human. And in today's episode, I wanted to kind of reflect on the last year of my personal life. Because 1 year ago is when I really began my journey as a witch. At least as a out-of-the-broom-closet proclaimed witch. My whole life, I felt very in tune with magic, fantasy, other realms. At a young age, I could communicate with fairies and mermaids and other walks of spiritual beings. And I always had a very active imagination, so I sort of always chalked it up to that. But my whole entire life, I've always just felt drawn to witchcraft, magic, the unknown, the fantasy. I don't know, there's something so haunting and exciting and blissful about magic. And of course, when we say magic, we think of Harry Potter and Wingardium Leviosa type of magic, you know what I mean? Like, you think sparks and transfiguration and, you know, talking animals, when magic, to me anyway, is just the idea of manipulating the unseen forces that are always around us to bring about some type of change, whether that's an actual physical change or maybe an internal one, a change of perspective, a change of heart. Right now, I'm reading Condensed Chaos Magic by, I want to say his name is, I know it's Phil Hine or Vine Hine. It's an older book. A friend of mine actually gave it to me, and it's been a beautiful tool in my practice. I first began really studying Wicca as the religion and then witchcraft as, you know, a pagan practice when I was, 19 years old. In 2013 is when I went to my first yoga class, my first real restorative yoga class. And let me see. In that time, I started to go to restorative yoga classes, sorry, ADHD moment, and that sparked my desire to really learn about other religions. So naturally, I began studying Buddhism. And when I say study, I don't mean like hours upon hours upon hours, like very basic introductional type of research. And there were things that would resonate. But the lack of magic was something that always kind of felt like missing to me. And so I started to study Wicca. And I loved the idea of ritual, of the magical tools, of honoring the wheel of the year, the different Sabbats, all of that. But the rigidity of the religion itself felt very uncomfortable, especially having been raised Catholic. The idea of rules and regulations and the potential of quote-unquote doing something wrong just never really appealed to me at all. And so last year, I really wanted to dive deeper into an actual witchcraft practice, journey, a becoming of sorts. I started to read more books again. I started to really sit with all of the practices I've been working with over the last several years of my spiritual journey. You know, working with deity already, using tarot cards, other divination tools. And so beginning my walk of the witch was more about bringing in more ritual, different types of tools like sigils and candles and potion jars and herbs and things like that, and doing more studies and research on the mythology of the different deities that I was working with at the time. So it really was kind of like this journey of self-discovery and coming to find certain practices and themes and deities to work with to call in certain energies into my life. And the beginning of this year, coming into 2022, I really wanted to work with Artemis, a Greek goddess that to me, really represents sovereignty, independence, confidence, being able to rely on your own self to do the things that need to get done in your life, right? Without having feelings of codependency or needing someone to be there to do it for you. And I also was working with the Norse goddess Hel, who is a goddess of death and rebirth, and really meeting our pain with compassion and softness, at least to me. And working with these two deities the last 5 months has been so transformational. Also created a huge crumbling of certain structures and relationships in my life. But the walk of the witch for me the past year has been developing a more intimate relationship with personified deity and allowing the parts of my subconscious mind that want to be healed and reframed to come to and to give me the space and the tools to be able to reframe the parts of me that haven't been helping me ascend to the places that I know I'm capable of ascending to. And so, right now, my practices look a lot more like working with the moon and my cycle, my menstrual cycle, working with still Artemis and Hel, but also Hecate again. She has come to me many times and is someone I have really enjoyed working with as well. And so now, a year later, where do I find myself? Well, I'm still a baby witch, for sure. I'm still learning so many things about myself and my practice and old traditions and creating new ones. But if I can say anything, I am more wise and more grounded now through my spirituality than I ever have been. And being a witch and practicing magic and seeing spells come to fruition, maybe not in the way that I always intended, but in the way in which they were supposed to, with still coming true. Like, I've proven to myself that magic is real. Whether it's sparkly dust coming out of my fingertips or the power of my intention, it doesn't matter. Magic is real in however it means to you. Magic can simply be the sun on your face after a rainy couple of days and feeling that warmth and that magic of being alive in that moment, right? Magic for witches can be working with the moon and charging their crystals or water every full moon and doing new moon cleansings. You know, like whatever magic means to you is what it means to you. And that's what's been so powerful. This year has been truly a year of becoming the witch that I always wanted to be by allowing myself to practice in a way that resonates with me. That resonates with the tools I enjoy working with, and not following some religious structure or set of rules when that's something I personally wanted to get away from with structured religion. And so I invite you to allow your practice to be whatever it is you want it to be. And a great book that has helped me on my journey as a witch is Rebel Witch by Kellyanne Maddox or Maddox. And Rebel Witch is similar to chaos magic, I would say. Like, the two are very, very similar. And I would recommend Rebel Witch and then reading the Condensed Chaos Magic book. And I think if my approach to witchcraft resonates with you, then I really think you'll like these books because these are the last two I've read in the last year that have drastically impacted my practice. So, yeah, this was kind of like a rambly chit chat about the last year of me really settling into being a witch and really claiming that to be myself. And I feel so much more empowered. Like I said, so much more wise. I see videos of myself coming up on memories on Facebook from a year ago, and I just look so young. I don't know, it's crazy what a year can do to you when it comes to your maturity and your wisdom and quote-unquote age, right? And I'm just so grateful to be where I'm at and that I had the tools available to me this past year to truly support myself spiritually. And I couldn't have done it without my spiritual team, 100%. And whether or not you work with personified deity or you believe deity is an entire being of its own or a blend of the two, magic, deity work, divination, witchcraft is all a representation of what resonates with you and what you believe. And so, like, my practice and your practice may look very different, but that's okay, right? Because it truly is about intention and creating a practice that comes from a place of resonance and not doing something because you saw someone else do it on TikTok and it kind of resonates, but not really. Like, the most powerful craft you can have is gonna come from a place of true belief. So that's my invitation for you. And happy new moon in Cancer we have today, actually. So yeah, I hope that you are setting some intentions and reflecting and really allowing the dark moon to, I don't know, shine an inner light on what needs to be manifested within the next coming weeks. And don't forget that the new moon is represented by Hecate. It is her new moon, the Greek goddess of witchcraft and magic and the darkness and the moon. And she is simply so amazing. So honor her today if that's within your practice, or if you've been thinking about working with deity and you wanted to have an idea of whom to work with, she's pretty badass. So lots of love, my friends. I hope that we will connect soon in the next episode.